feel like I forgot how summer feels like. Every day, I'm just amazed how beautiful it is, how warm, how great it is to open all the windows in my apartment, and how nice it is to stay up late while it's bright. You know, it's now 9 p.m. It's still bright. I can still see bright blue sky. It's surreal, yet it happens every year. And I already experienced, 40 summers. And it looks like I remember less and less, because there is so many of those cold months as well. Anyway, I've been enjoying myself immensely. I've been spending a lot of time with my daughter. I've been relaxing, recharging. I've been trying to socialize. And you know, this podcast was supposed to be, I don't know if I said it or not, because I'm overthinking this whole thing again, also as per usual. But I thought it would be like a diary for record keeping of like just things that I'm doing that are creative, that are cool. I wanted to share some accomplishments. I don't know if I said it in my intro, but because I'm not being very productive, I'm basically enjoying summer. And I work full time. There's very little time to actually be productive. And I kind of feel like I was way more productive in winter, because evenings were longer. And right now it's 9 p.m. and I feel like I just want to go to sleep, because so many things happened in all of those hours. I have this Unreal Engine 5 project that I'm working on. It's a game, or maybe it's like a experience simulation, whatever, that I'm working on. I'm creating 3D models, I'm creating this world environment, and I should be just sitting deep in this project, developing more and more objects and writing stories for it, but I'm just wasted. I'm just so wasted. I had a very intense day. I've spent a lot of time with my daughter, and being around a child for so many hours, it drains you. You know, it's really intense. It's not walk in the park, although we did have a walk in the park. I'm tired. I just don't really feel like sitting in front of a computer. And unfortunately, just day by day goes like that. And I need to do something. I need to do something. And recording will give me illusion that I'm actually moving forward. I'm publishing something. It feels good, you know? It feels good. So I had this temptation to record about whatever. I've noticed something nice. I could take a photo and put it on Instagram, but I've never been really good at that. I could never create a good, meaningful relationship with that platform for some reason. But I really feel like talking about things that I like, things that are on my mind, and things I would like to share. So without overthinking it further, I'll be doing just that. I will be recording episodes on whatever comes my way. Because every day there is a lot of things like that. And I don't know why would I record. I have this romanticized idea that there'll be people listening. And I don't know what Spotify made for us podcast creators. How is this elevation of content working? Is anyone listening? But I kind of feel like recording a podcast without promoting it creates a stage for a flow of it creates like a diary that no one will read, and it might be safer to publish your podcast because no one will listen than it is to write a journal, and then maybe every few years there is a risk that someone will find it and read it or listen to it. You know what I mean? It's like, it seemed to be less likely that someone will listen to my podcast than, it's more likely that someone will read my journal than my podcast, that's what I have to say. Did I say I'm wasted? I'm just so tired. It's difficult to think. But yeah, that's what I'm doing. And I want to talk to you about what I was doing for the last hour or so. I've been having this very convoluted relationship with games. I feel like I'm yet to find a game that will hijack my full attention. I will launch the game and I won't be able to put it back. And I've had a few titles like that. I found a few games that really captivated my attention, and I'll be thinking about the game throughout the day while doing serious stuff. The last game that did that to me was Red Dead Redemption 2. It really felt like being a part of a movie, and attention to detail is so incredible in this game in terms of, just immersion. There are so many things you can do. I love that. And the story itself, even if you decide to stick to the story, if you decide to follow the plot, it carries you. It carries you. And if you don't, if you just roam free, there will be still hours upon hours of things to do. So I did ended up playing for many hours. And I always have this internal fight whether the time that I'm spending with it is well spent or not. So I'm ending up playing the game for about half an hour, 40 minutes, maybe an hour. And I'm walking away with a lot of guilt, thinking, well, I just wasted 1 hour of my life and I could have been just doing something productive. I don't get that when I watch something. I feel like there's this shame in me, this idea that games are just a waste of time. But they're not. They can be used to carry something meaningful. They can provide a compelling experience. My recent game that I found is called Stray. And it's a semi-open world game. Semi-open because you cannot walk freely everywhere. At certain points, you're being locked out from going back to the previous location. So you're kind of moving forward all the time through the story, which is maybe not the most compelling. The whole aim of the game is to move forward and to solve puzzles. So, yeah, it doesn't sound exciting. What's exciting about it is, in this game, you are a stray cat in the future. In the future, dominated by robots, is this dystopian world where robots that look like really crude people, they mimic humans' existence, which is completely pointless because there will be a robot that works in a restaurant, but of course, like, robots don't eat, so they just sit there and they sit there for hundreds of years, right? And you know, so there are like whole communities. They're homeless robots. They're kind of like doing the same thing every day. They're programmed to do that. And this whole world is kind of like an underground because there are those creatures that can kill them. They are surrounding the area. They are surrounding the surface. And you're this cat trying to help them out. And this game is beautiful. You're basically roaming free and you do all the things that cats do. And it's just a really cute game. It's not scary. There are some scary elements, but the game feels really pleasant. And I love the sense of exploration, because you're interacting with the world that just is so familiar, it's so bizarre. And yeah, I've been approaching this game for a good few evenings by now, playing, like I said, for maybe like half an hour at a time. Always feeling I'm playing this wonderful game. I enjoy it, but like, wouldn't I enjoy it more if I was actually designing it, if I was actually doing something similar? So I often just end up playing it to later launch Unreal Engine in order to create something like that. Of course, you cannot just jump into application for 20 minutes hoping you will accomplish something. You really need to commit a lot more time. But like I said, I'm tired. I am constantly on overdrive, so I'm not really progressing, but I do want to. Games like that are super inspiring. And I have this wish that someday I'll create a game like that, like Stray or Red Dead Redemption. And, you know, in the future, maybe in the near future, I'll be really able to do it on my own, because I do learn. That's the thing I can admit. I'm learning new skills that are needed for game design, and tools that are being released for free quite often are incredible. They're so powerful. I mean, those companies, they're giving away so much freedom to creators. You can really do a lot on your own, and year by year you can achieve better and better results. So I would like to create a game that will be consisting of player being immersed in this open world where, you know, player can go anywhere and do things that I placed there, you know, like a really incredible fantasy world with weird artifacts and mini stories and characters and dialogues. And I would like to create that and sneak in a lot of Easter eggs, maybe stories from my life, maybe some artifacts, some visuals. I don't know, I've got like a whole bunch of post-it notes and sketches, what I would like it to be. And I don't know how many years needs to pass before I'm truly ready to produce a game like that. Well, this segment was supposed to be about Stray, and I feel like I maybe vaguely described what Stray is. It's a lovely game. It's a really lovely looking game where you're a cat in the future exploring a city full of robots. Highly, highly recommended. It's inexpensive, available on many platforms. I greatly endorse that.